6 o'clock, and I want to call to order the joint meeting of the Health, Education, Welfare, and Business, Finance, and Justice. I'd like to ask Representative Deer if she will give us the invocation, please.
Dear to God, we thank you for this beautiful day. Lord, I thank you for your love and your mercy upon us. I ask your guidance in all that we do, and I ask your guidance for our leadership of our nation. I thank you for all the blessings of life. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Dodie Barnett.
Present.
Joyce Deer.
Present.
Johnny Green.
Present.
James Jennings.
Here.
Rufus Scott.
Here.
Pete Beaver.
Present.
Randall Hicks.
Present.
David Hill.
Present.
Robert Huft.
Present.
Adam Jones.
Here.
Chairman, got 10 present and 0 absent.
10 present and 0 absent constitute a quorum. All business conducted will be official. Let's see, the approval of the minutes for October the 25th. Let them stop.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve the October 25th minutes with any changes needed.
A motion made by Representative Scott to approve the October 25th minutes with any changes. They're second by Representative Deer. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Minutes have been approved. Now to order of business, NCA 17-011, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to the Oklahoma City Muscogee Creek Association. Sponsors Representative Hill, co-sponsors Representative Huff and Representative Randolph. What's the wish of this committee?
Chairman, make a motion to adjourn.
Motion by Representative Hill for due pass.
Second.
Second by Representative Huff. Discussion.
Madam Chair, I have Mr. Blue and the board's here. You want to kind of go through what y'all proposed here?
We seek money for a startup for two things, an embroidery shop operation. We have the equipment which needs attention. And secondly, for a gift shop and gallery combined. And we have building space for both. Again, this is a startup cost. And I'll open it for questions. I can offer endless detail, but I don't think you necessarily can.
Representative Barnett.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Maybe I'm not remembering the law right, but I was under the understanding that anytime a community asks for money, that they have to submit their financials, or do we have those?
That's if they have economic development.
If they have economic development.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Although I add, we have annually submitted a financial.
They do have their business plan. Business plan is set up. Are there any more questions? Jenny?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just have a couple of concerns, and I'm not opposed to the business or business plan or the community receiving the funds at this time. But I think there's an issue with the building. You know,
Do we get the building up to code before we put the business in there? And also, the parking lot. You know, the parking lot, there was money appropriated a year ago or so. And the parking lot has never been done. No fault of the community, you know, but I just feel like those things need to be addressed before the appropriation for the business. That's just my comment.
Madam Chair, may
yes.
Thank you for the concerns. We had those same concerns ourselves, but again, this is our startup cost. There's a lot of preparing and planning before we can even invite guests or customers on premise. And we've been working on a monthly basis with the building, the construction. They come up at least once a month, and they walk through the building, and we've been pretty much, I guess, on the same page as the construction is being taken place. And we also have been talking to the parking lot folks. They came up, and we visit with them probably every other month they come up, and they are sharing with us. The problem with that is the BIA funds. There's a process on that, and when they come in, they already came and took the pictures and got everything. They sent it to BIA, and it's a matter of waiting for that money to come back from the BIA. So we understand your concerns, and as far as the fire extinguishers, I think somebody had a question about fire extinguishers. Fire extinguishers versus fire sprinkler system. Now, the fire extinguisher, there's already one there. We know that's part of the building, so there's already a fire extinguisher in those two separate areas where we're going to host the businesses. We talked with the tropical construction folks about who owns that fire extinguisher. If it's the community, if it's the nation's building, do they handle that, or do Oklahoma City folks handle it them? We both said it's both our responsibility. So we, on our side, OCMA, had took that responsibility and make sure those are up to code. So those aren't those buildings, but as far as water sprinklers, I think that's a different situation. We were shared with public construction, if you change the format of the building, then you have to bring that part up to code. Only building part that's out of, was not part of the original plan, is in the back where it's already been constructed. So those are two different areas, two different locations. The business is up front of the building where no other construction has been taking place. The past construction is in the back. And
the
tribal construction is here to share that.
Okay. So I'll ask tribal construction. So when do you see the fire suppression system being installed and the parking lot?
Federal Roads has the parking lot. It's going to be on their inventory. So that's going to be September. They've already gone up and done the inventory. They've done the survey. Everything to have that on their tip, as you have to call it. With the fire suppression system, we have a consultant that is going up in there doing an overview on what needs to be done with the fire suppression system. So we'll have a solid cost of what it will take to sprinkle the system and get it up to code.
So the money was appropriated for the parking lot. So are you going to use it for the fire suppression, is that right? And then Federal Road is going to do the parking lot?
Well, we have to amend that legislation.
That's what I'm saying.
We want to get the cost back. That's where we're going to get the cost back from what it's going to take to sprinkle the fire. And once we have that cost, then we'll be able to make that determination.
And if I may add, Mr. Jennings, the parking lot that's in question is in the back of the building, is where it took place, and our customer entrance and those, when we get to that stage, will come through the front.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Are there any more questions?
Sure.
Rexton Bieber.
I noticed in the budget that has approximately 56,000, personnel for the boarding budget and the gift shop, which is $33,000. This $200,000 covers startup costs and those two, I don't know how many people, but that personnel for those two entities. So Once you get started up and going on, do you have covered those personal costs after 2017, or do you plan on coming back to the tribe for another appropriation?
My name is Alvin Beard. I'm the accountant for the Oklahoma City Muscogee Creek Association. And we talked about this is startup cost. And it's like an investment. Once we start up, we were looking at what type of revenues would these businesses generate, and looking at our marketing plan and everything. The short answer is that we expect that once we start up, that the personnel will continue to be paid through the sales of the products. I know that there is a general understanding in the business world that it takes 2-3 years for a business to break even. But we feel that with the volunteer work that we have, that we definitely want to make sure that this business does flourish. In the plan, there is a newspaper article about how the Lincoln Boulevard area is going to be renovated by the state. One term that's used, like the new River Spirit, is a destination site. Well, Lincoln Boulevard, starting with 50th Street down towards our building, is going to be completely renovated, and it's going to be a destination site with parks and walkways and businesses, and so we're sure that it's going to bring much more traffic to the area. The city, I believe, estimates that the traffic that goes in front of our building averages about 20,000 cars a day. And we already are friends with some of the people in the state, and we want to have a working relationship with the State Tourism Bureau. People come to Oklahoma, and one of the first thing they want to see is Indians. So, or buy an Indian product, and we're just about a mile and a half from the state capital. So we feel that we're in a prime location, and it's only going to get better, which that's the long term to your answer, should increase our revenue, and we'd be able to handle personnel plus cost of sales. The inventory, hopefully the inventory will turn over at a good rate so that we will continue to generate revenue through these two businesses.
Thank you. Are there any more questions? Madam
Chair. Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Blue, or anybody on your proposed budget, your total projected income, can you elaborate on that a little bit? Is that something? Because the way I read it, it looks like you're getting all of Creek Nation's business. That's how I see it. Is that something that?
Growth one.
Miss Gow.
Yes. It was asked of us, what do we project our amount would be within a year or so? We had no way to calculate how much business that would be because we're new to the business for our community, per se. And so we asked around, and they said that just project if Creek Nation had 25 programs, and each program were allowed to spend $1,000 towards promotions, and that's what we based it on. We did not calculate other five tribes in our area. We have Chickasaw Nation just a building over, and we know we're going to be going to them for their tarot program because we're going to apply with the five tribes with their tarot program, hoping that we can get their business. We currently already have some of Chickasaws in our own veterans program here wants to utilize our business. So we didn't really have anything to compare us with, because we don't, you know, we know other communities of Creek Nation had businesses. We don't, we just want to pick up where they left off, and we'd visit with those communities, and they shared with us what they made in the past with Creek Nation. So we know that we've got other tribes in our, within our Oklahoma City area that want to utilize, and also universities. OU wants to utilize us to do their embroidery.
Okay. And then the other question was, kind of what Representative Beagle was speaking on, is the items that you're going to be selling, is that all just going to be handmade material, travel?
No, one thing that we really want to market for us, for our tribal folks, is casket blankets. Our elders in our community wants to put casket blankets in our community, in our gift shop, because no one else is selling casket blankets. We get calls when there's a death of our people or other tribal people of other nations want to know about casket blankets, and that's one of the things we want to market.
I'm Sandra Medrano, and thank you for allowing us to join the meeting tonight. We are going to do an in-depth marketing strategy, which we think perhaps has not been done in the past by some others that have started smaller businesses. But we want to give that a lot of attention. It'll include everything from a database of inventory to creating a website. We want to do online sales. One of the things that we've thought about for our gift shop is that initially, to reduce the cost of inventory, then we will do lots of items by consignment. The handmade kind of items would be by consignment. So then we wouldn't have to have an outlay of capital for that. Then we'll follow up with that with manufactured items. I'm not sure any of you have seen our coffee mugs and some of the things that we've already done just since we created our new logo. But you might go to the chief's office or the second chief, they have them. And they are for sale right now, even without the gift shop. But it's those kind of things, clan items, that those are the manufactured that we will have to pay for inventory. But we'd like for all of our crafting to come in under consignment. And we've actually already been contacting artists around the state who are willing to do that. So we think that'll give us a little jump.
Okay, thank you. Last one. Kind of tagging on to Mr. Dennings here, Representative Dennings. I know you're asking, what you're asking for is a startup amount, but what about kind of the sprinkler system? If there's going to be a cost associated with that, should we tie that into the amount that you're requesting? So it's a one-time request, or?
If I may, it was brought to our attention that that would have to be with the, it probably has to be with the tribe. They were discussing on how we were going to handle that, because they were. I asked that same question, and they were still working on that on the tribe side.
We're working on getting the estimate together, and we'd have to come back for another appropriation, or we can see what, amending that legislation.
Okay, thank you.
Joya.
Yes, Representative. Under Title 11, anything dealing with the health and safety code would be the responsibility of the nation, so that would fall under our responsibility. The initial appropriation for the parking lot where the slip and fall occurred last year was $165,570. So that's sitting right now, as was indicated, that's under NCA 16054. I do have a meeting with Mr. Cameron with Federal Roads tomorrow morning to kind of understand the process. My first question to him was, one, would his department be able to do it with federal funds because the community is outside our jurisdiction? That was my first concern. I didn't want to take these funds away and then later him not be able to use it, and we've used these for the sprinkler system, and then come back and say, hey, we need money for the parking lot. And then you say, we've already gave you money for the parking lot. So I have a meeting with Mr. Cameron tomorrow to kind of hash that out and figure out exactly what he needs in his department in. As Tribal Construction mentioned, I believe he's talked with someone to get a waiver, as my understanding, just over the phone and conversations with him, that he will be able to cover that with federal funds, but it would have to go to the next fiscal year, so that's why I won't be able to start until September. So I don't know if we want him to wait that long. Now the community is using some of their funds to, they're trying to renovate the inside of the building for office space. As you're aware, it's located kind of right there where there's a lot of businesses needing office space for lobbying or whatever by the Capitol. Well, our code inspector, when he went in to look at that, there's, I guess, load-bearing walls and such that I'm not real familiar with, but any type of renovation would have to be obligated to the code of Oklahoma City because that's not in trust. And in that case, anytime we go to renovate, they will have to put in a sprinkler system first before they can renovate. So that was the first thing. If they're and the way the parking lot is, they would have to, my understanding from our code inspector, they would have to tear up a small portion of that to put in the water line. So again, trying to conserve our money, I did not want to put down this new parking lot and then tear it back up to put in the sprinkler system line. So I think it's, we really need to get the timing correct with Tribal Construction and Tribal Driveways, so we're not putting down a new parking lot to tear it up and then have to replace it again. But it, like she said, I'm not familiar with the building itself, but there may be a front part and a back part to the building. But that's just kind of where we're at. I think we're trying to, I think Community Research has been working with Tribal Construction and Tribal Driveways to really get a game plan on the best way to approach that. But there has been money set aside to fix the parking lot. Right now it is, it has been blocked off so no one can access it at least. So we're not having any more incidents.
Thank you. Representative Hill.
A couple of questions here. You already have an embroidery machine, right?
We do.
So that's cost, that's really not in here.
Right. The only cost we're asking for the machine is to get it calibrated.
Yeah. You know, there was two other communities that tried to do embroidery. Did you talk to them to discuss the challenges that they had?
Most of the challenge that we heard about was starting with marketing. No one marketed. They were expecting the business to just walk in the door. And we're accepting that upfront, out loud, and very personal, we have to design a marketing plan and then go after it with great ambition, meaning trade shows, meaning going to the universities, meaning going to the other five tribes that are in our area. Most of these people are now using non-native or out-of-state vendors for their embroidery. So what we want to do is bring all that back into Oklahoma City and bring that into us. Along with the marketing, we also heard about pricing being an issue, that there was a lot of give and take, more give than take on pricing in the other shops. There were different allowances made for different groups or organizations. We expect to run it as a business. There'll be a set price for the market value for the item that is embroidery, delivered, and with high quality. There was also no standard for employees. We have a consultant that's going to come in and work with us and do production standards so that when we have an employee, then we will pay them fairly, but we will also have the production that we need on the other side so that we can meet our orders. That, again, was probably one of the reasons for the demise as we heard it. Now, this is only hearsay. I have no facts or statistics to back it up. It's just what employees have told us, is that they were not able to do to have the deliverables with the date as they committed. And so we've done a mission statement, and that is part of our mission statement right up front, is that if we sell, then we commit to delivery and to a quality product.
Okay. Last one, controller. Provided this pass, where's the funding?
So we come from interest on permanent fund.
As you well know, you know, it's real tight on the budget. Would, like, as I mentioned, provided this pass Saturday, or if it passed tonight, Saturday, would y'all be opposed to doing it quarterly instead of the full amount? Is that something that would work?
I'm not the accountant. I'm kind of the business consultant. I'm on the board. But I also had a business consulting company before I retired. So I think that's the wise thing, because as opposed to the money sitting in our pocket, that other, let's say $100,000 for the gift shop. So if we divide it up into a quarter, then $75,000 is still making a lot of money with your money. And we take a part of that to run for a quarter, and then we take the other to run for a quarter. So it makes totally complete sense to us.
Second. Yeah. Any more questions?
And then it's for Mr. Allen. So when we renovated the building up there, is it ADA compliant now?
I'm not sure if it's
looking to go in and trying to remember the last time I was up there and inspected, which has been a few months ago, I didn't see any ADA accessible restrooms in the building, which that's going to have to be brought up to code, which is going to have to go through the city of Oklahoma City. I would have to also go back up there and double check all the doorknobs, because if they have the turntable, those have to be replaced. So that's something that would have to be addressed as well. So, you know, right now I couldn't give you a really good answer. I'd have to physically go back up there and look at it again and then come back and give you a better report. Okay.
Thank you.
So, recommended picks.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm just curious. Maybe this may be for the council or anybody that can answer this. Is the community eligible for a grant through Muskogee Loan, since it's a small business? Has anybody approached that? Jesse, do you know, can you answer that one? Or?
Representative Hicks. With this embroidery shop and gift shop, I'm assuming they'll get their LLC, or they're maybe the 501c3. So under those, either organization, they could come to the Muskogee Loan Fund and request funds. I think it's a better question for, I think Mr. Wilson's over the Muskogee Loan Fund right now as far as where the funding level is, but that's consideration. And also, depending on that, the Potawatomi CDFI could be a consideration too.
Throwing that out there, it might be something that
they can consider. Okay, I was just talking to Ms. Gads, and she corrected me. Right now they do have two ADA accessible restrooms in there. One on the east side by where her offices are, and then there's another one on the west side back in the back. So they are compliant with that. We just don't know about the rest of the buildings or something like that. And the east side is ADA accessible for people in wheelchairs or crutches. They can get into the building without having to go up a ramp or steps or anything like that.
Okay, thank you. Question? Representative Brandon?
I'd like to stay on. And I was looking at this and I wanted to add my name as a sponsor, co-sponsor. I was thinking about resourcefulness and the needs of the people in the Oklahoma City area. Because they're out of boundaries, there's a lot of things that they are limited as far as the nation is able to supply to them. And so I see the Oklahoma City community, I've been to their few of their meetings, and I look at their building. And the last time I went, a lady showed me everything, and the vision was there. And there was an excitement, you know. I see them as a great team and a real community. They do potlucks, you know, do a lot of things for the youth. And then they're always helping too, like a small social service agency. And so when I looked at that, I looked a little further than just, you know, what we see here on paper. There's a lot of our citizens that live in that area who don't qualify for services from here because they're out of boundaries. So if we can help them to be as resourceful as they can with the resources, they can meet the needs. And that was one of the main reasons I wanted to co-sponsor them. Hope
you
are supported. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Hill.
Yeah, last one. I think that grant, correct me if I'm wrong, it only $50,000 is the max, right? So possibly, probably the last quarter, maybe they can, you know, try now and apply for it. And they can, but I'm just kind of concerned about the first two quarters. So, thank you. Okay.
More questions?
Are you amending it?
Yeah. Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion to amend Section 3, Line 23 in appropriations. To add $200,000 to be dispersed in four quarterly increments. In the amount of $50,000
each. I'm going to put that. Representative Hill has made a motion to amend the Section 3. Let me do that. To be dispersed in four quarterly increments in the amount of $50,000 each. That would be changed in Section 3. That's made a second by Representative Jones. A roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 9 in favor and 0 against.
9 in favor, 0 against. That amendment passes. There are no more questions. Back to the main motion. Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 9 in favor and 0 against.
9 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. It will be sent to full council on Saturday. Adam Jones, you had a co-sponsor?
I need to.
Hicks. Other business and announcements. Yeah, LNC and BF&J will meet immediately after this meeting. Motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Motion by Representative Hill, second by Representative Huff. We are adjourned.